Ja, liebe Leute, hier ist heute richtig was los in Normcasthausen hier im Studio. Wir haben gerade eine kleine, ja, ich sag mal, Vorhörprobe gemacht von einer CD, die ich in den letzten Tagen gemastert habe. Ist jetzt ein bisschen schwer zu sprechen, weil die Gitarre rechts von mir ist ziemlich laut. Ah, er hat aufgehört. Und er sitzt also, wie gesagt, neben mir, der Roger Clark Johnson. Der hat eine CD gemacht, Spanish Influences, also spanische Einflüsse, also eine akustische CD in Heimarbeit aufgenommen. Und ja, die habe ich jetzt so ein bisschen aufbereitet und die soll in der nächsten Woche veröffentlicht werden. Und jetzt ist er hier und wir gehen das Ganze sozusagen nochmal durch. Roger, Spanish Influences. Why Spanish influences?
Well, because I've had a lifelong love of Spanish music. I started off with rock and roll, but I heard this stuff and I thought it was the emotional atmosphere of it was so great. I have to learn how to play this. And it was always in the background. It wasn't the main thing I ever did, but it was always an influence, yeah. And now I've combined some of the music I learned in rock, in pop, in guitar, instrumental music, and combined this with the Spanish feeling. And this is Spanish influences.
And was it a special ambition to do this in combination with a CD release?
Yeah, it's built up over the years. The ambition came quite a long time ago, more than 10 years ago. And I wanted to do this, but not to play just the classical repertoire, but to have an influence on the music I'd already played over the years. And make a CD of this, yeah. This was definitely the idea.
Er hat ganz früher mal Country Music gespielt, dann hat er Rock'n'Roll gespielt mit Cool School und Blues mit Gary Spooner. Und ja, seine eigenen Einflüsse kommen noch dazu. Und jetzt hat er eben halt mal eine CD gemacht, die sich doch so ein bisschen von all dem abhebt, which is totally different in a way from what you've done before, I think. Yeah. Although the previous influences are also there.
Yes.
I think you see it in the in the choosing of the tracks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Which one is your favorite?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I think at the moment the favorite maybe is the Maria Elena, because this I've done in a totally different way and I got very frustrated with doing it and it was difficult to play it and I put it away and forgot it. And now as the release of the CD is coming up, I've heard it again. I thought, yeah, this is really quite nice. And it's different.
Would you like to play it for us? And I will just record it with the speaker's microphone, so don't expect too much. I don't know, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you just wanted a little bit to fade it out with. Or?
No. You could play the whole track if you want to, yeah. But
yeah. Oh, that's and then too,
now the people have heard how it goes, so play a snippet of the guitar tango, please. That's also great. Great. Brought home very well, I must say. Yeah. But on the CD, it will sound, of course, with a bit more ambience and everything. And this recording will be, yeah, a bit limited, but I think it's enough for an impression. Guitar Tango, and there's also one song that you did on your own that you composed for yourself.
Yeah. This was a homage to the great Spanish guitar innovator Francisco Tárrega. And the first track, the opening track on the CD, is a kind of a homage to him, with all of the mix of the parts of Spanish music that have influenced me together in one piece. The melody, the percussiveness of using the back of the fingers, and of course the three-finger tremolo study, is a bit of that in there as well. Yeah. So I put this together as a kind of pastiche of the parts of Spanish music I've loved, of course.
Then I think we will hear this for the final. And yeah, wish you all the best. Very good luck for this. And to a certain small part, it's my work too.
Yeah,
so
we'll
have a big party next week.
Okay, we certainly will. There's no doubt about that.
So, liebe Leute, jetzt wisst ihr, was ich mir so in den letzten Wochen und Monaten angehört habe. Und ja, Roger, wish you a Merry Christmas and good luck with the CD.
Thank you very much.